Okay, so for today's learning of Mishnah Berurah Yomi, we talk about a very important halacha in Hilchos Shabbos relating to Bishul. And this is the question of Kiruv Bishul, accelerating the cooking process on Shabbos. So the Ramah in today's Limud, in the end of Simen Reish Nun Tes, has the following halacha. You have a food cooking on Shabbos and it's in the oven. It's not fully cooked. If you close the oven door, what happens is that the interior temperature of the oven rises dramatically and the cooking process is advanced and accelerated. And therefore, if you have an open oven door, it's usher to close it on Shabbos if any food in the oven is not completely cooked. Because by closing that oven door, you're being mekarev bishul. You're accelerating the cooking process, which is a violation of bishul on Shabbos. It's considered cooking by merely accelerating the cooking process. So by closing the oven door, you cause the inside temperature to rise and advance the cooking process. It's usher on Shabbos. I'll give you a couple of more very practical and important examples of kiruv bishul on Shabbos, something that you might not have noticed. If a person, let's say, has food cooking in a pot on Shabbos and it's not fully cooked, it's not yet fully cooked, the halacha is that if you reduce the amount of food in the pot, you're causing the remaining contents of the pot to cook more quickly because now there's less food in the pot. And that causes whatever's left to cook more quickly. And therefore, if the food in the pot isn't completely cooked yet, then it's a problem to remove a portion of its contents because you're causing the rest of it to get cooked quicker. So for example, you have a pot with cholent on Friday night. If it's not completely cooked yet, you can't take out some cholent. Why? Because by taking out some cholent, you're causing the rest of it to get cooked. So even though it's partially cooked at this point, but by taking some of it out, you're causing the rest of it to get cooked quicker. And if it's not completely cooked, you're doing kiruv bishul, which is asur on Shabbos. Or for instance, you have hot water in an urn. If the water in the urn hasn't yet reached its maximum temperature, it's also to remove some of the water from the urn, because when you do so, you're causing the remaining water to boil more quickly. And therefore, it says the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, that's a problem on Shabbos. So if you reduce the amount of food, you reduce the amount of the liquid, and you cause thereby the remainder to get cooked fully in a quicker way, it's also on Shabbos. It's called Kiruv Bishul. So if you're going to take some of the food from the cholent pot, you're going to take some water, you have to make sure that the rest is fully cooked before you do that. Another example. You take food that's on the blech or whatever it is, and you make it closer to the fire on Shabbos. If you move it on the stove closer to the fire, you shift its position closer to the fire, even if it's covered by a blech. You're doing kiruv bishul if it's not fully cooked yet. If it's not fully cooked yet, you're doing kiruv bishul by moving it closer to the fire, and that's going to be problematic on Shabbos. So far, we have three examples of kiruv bishul that we're highlighting. Number one, closing an oven door if it's not fully cooked. If the food inside the oven is not fully cooked, you close the door of the oven and you cause the interior temperature to rise, you're doing kiruv bishul. Or you reduce the amount of food, you reduce the amount of the liquid in a pot or in an urn, and the rest of it's not fully cooked, you're being mekarev bishul, you're causing the rest of the contents to cook more quickly. Number three, changing the position of the pot. You move it closer to the fire, and it's not fully cooked, you're doing kiruv bishul. Another example, example number four of kiruv bishul, hagosa, stirring the food. So if let's say you have a pot of food, and it's partially cooked, but not fully cooked, if you stir it, you're being mekarev bishul, and you're causing the food to get cooked more quickly, and it's usher on Shabbos. So stirring is a problem on Shabbos if the food is not fully cooked because you're being mekarev bishul. Last example. You have a food that's not fully cooked. You want to check on it. You lift the cover. And it was only lifted momentarily. You realize, okay, it still needs some cooking. I'm going to replace the cover onto the pot. That's usher on Shabbos. Because it's kiruv bishul. When you cover a pot, you're hastening the cooking process. You're condensing the air that's in the pot by covering it, and you're causing the food to get cooked quicker. And if it's not fully cooked, by you putting a pot cover on the pot, you're being mekarav bishul and it's aser. So these are common examples of kirav bishul on Shabbos.